My name is Jenna, and I was talking with Dora about a recent car accident I was in and telling her that I was grateful to have walked away, and I felt that I needed to reflect on the experience, so she asked me to write about it. And so I posted this blog called Gratitude Through Car Accidents, and this is a reflection of my experience. It's 10:40 a.m. on Sunday, and I've been driving just a few minutes when in my peripheral vision I see red for a split second, and then boom, I am T-boned by a car at an unmarked intersection just 2 miles from my home. My brain processes what just happened, and I sit for a moment in the driver's seat, do a quick body scan, and get out to see if the other driver is injured. I run to her car and ask if she's okay. She says, "No, I'm not okay." She gets out of her car, yelling curse words at me, and I immediately realize I could be in a dangerous situation and start to take a few steps back. And then I see her young daughter in the back seat, unharmed and unfazed, and my own children's faces flash before my eyes. I understand her anger at this point, so I try and defuse the situation. I tell her I'm sorry this has happened and suggest we exchange information. She checks out the front of her car, which has just a few scratches compared to the damage done to my car. Yells at me again, jumps in her car, and takes off, leaving me standing in the middle of the intersection. What happened next? I called my husband, my insurance company, told my parents, and texted a handful of friends, and was asked the same questions over and over. Did you get her license plate? What was the make and model of the car? What did she look like? Did you call the police? My answer to all the questions, no. As the adrenaline wore off, I replayed the accident in my mind and realized how lucky I was to have walked away. I also realized that according to the rules of the road, I had the right of way, and yet the other driver was seething and acted as if it was my fault. Even then, I'm still not mad at her. Why? I should be mad as hell, but I know that everyone has a story, and she clearly was going through a lot. I can make all sorts of judgments about her, but I believe in karma and that there is a lesson in instances like this. Perhaps she's a single mom who never gets a break. Maybe she is on her way to her first day at a new job, or maybe she's going to lose her job if she's late. Maybe she doesn't have insurance or a license, and yet she chose to take the risk because she still has to put food on the table. Maybe she's going through a divorce. Or maybe it's none of those things, and she just had a rough morning. Or perhaps it's not about her at all, and it's about me. Maybe I need to slow down, be more mindful, and aware of my surroundings. We live in the world of constant distractions, and with the recent election, it seems people are straight up hostile, sad, depressed, have anxiety, and are more distracted than ever. I was given a choice on how to handle this situation, and I chose to have perspective. So, to circle back to the title of this blog, Car Accidents. I got in my first one at 15 years old. The car rolled, and we landed hanging upside down. A year later, at 16 years old, 2 months after getting my license, I was T-boned by a drunk driver and left on the side of the road at midnight. Hit and run, my car was totaled. I walked away without serious injury from both of those and even had a few wrecks since then. As early as 18 years old, I had a high school friend die in a car accident, a family member die in a head-on collision, both teenagers, and in the past 2 years, my former colleague lost her 22-year-old daughter, and a friend recently lost her 19-year-old niece, both from fatal car accidents. What have I learned from these horrific and fatal accidents? To tell my husband and kids that I love them when they leave me or I leave them. Tell my friends and family I love them and show them I care. That life is short. That life is a gift. And that the people who are left behind are the ones who suffer. And that walking away from an accident is something I am incredibly grateful for. I have an amazing life and I have work left to do on this planet. Mindfulness. After being hit, I did a body scan and realized I could move safely and get out of the car. I then checked to see if the other driver and potential passengers were okay. After realizing how livid the other driver was, I gave her space physically and chose the words that came out of my mouth mindfully to avoid the situation from escalating further. Gratitude. This accident happened just a couple days ago, and it is the week of Thanksgiving. I'm fortunate to have a family to spend the day with and eat too much food with, watch football, and make new memories. And although I'm suffering from extreme back pain from the accident, I am mobile. I am whole. Yoga. At the end of every yoga practice, when the teacher ends the class with the namaste, I bow and in my head say thank you to the teacher for guiding me, to my fellow yogis who share their energy with me, and for my body that was able to enjoy and challenge myself with the physical practice of yoga yet another day. And although I'm not able to get on my mat run, pick up my kids, or walk the dog. I am going to recover. It might take a few days or maybe a few weeks, but I will return to doing all of those things with a renewed sense of mindfulness in my practice and my actions on this earth. Gratitude for my body, for being alive, and for my family and friends. Happy Thanksgiving. In gratitude, Jenna.